country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, seven jurors now sworn in at Donald Trump's hush money trial. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse.
Once testimony gets underway, the judge said the trial could last about 6 weeks. A lot of that's going to depend on the defense cross-examination of the state's witnesses. During jury selection, one woman told the judge that her sister was getting married in September, prompting the judge to joke that if we're all still here in September, we're all in a lot of trouble.
President Biden wants to triple U.S. tariffs on steel from China. He plans to make the announcement in an address today to steelworkers in Pennsylvania. House Speaker Mike Johnson pushing back against pressure from his own party over his proposed aid package for Ukraine and Israel. Johnson is rejecting calls for him to step aside or risk a vote to oust him from office. Democrats in the Senate could end the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas before arguments even begin. Articles of impeachment delivered Tuesday. This is ABC News. New attacks in Ukraine today. Missiles hitting an apartment building in a city north of the capital of Kyiv. At least 8 people were killed, nearly 20 more hurt. There's a new push in California to ban a way that decaf coffee is made.
In order to get caffeine out of coffee, often a chemical goes into the coffee beans. It's called methylene chloride, a colorless liquid that federal regulators have banned in things like paint strippers because it's a known carcinogen, yet it's still allowed in food and drinks. Now, California Assemblymember Eloise Gomez-Reyes wants to ban that chemical from decaf coffee.
We're using a known carcinogen to decaffeinate coffee.
Supporters of the ban say many decaf drinkers think they're making a healthier choice. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And the cicadas are coming or already here. We're now getting the first signs of that once-in-a-lifetime invasion. Holes spotted opening up in the ground in Illinois. 2 broods are overlapping this year, and trillions of cicadas are expected in 17 states. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Access to reliable and affordable energy is essential. Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline moves that energy, transporting raw product that's turned into transportation fuel and propane for thousands of homes, farms, and businesses here in Wisconsin. Propane keeps us warm, cooks our food, dries clothes, and powers farm and industrial equipment. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Kick gutter stress to the curb with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years of expertise for peace of mind. Get your quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Relax, we've got you covered.
Northwoods Realty and Property Management are proud to be a Logger United Booster Club sponsor. You can count on their team of realty experts to come through for every member of your family, even your visiting family. Visit NorthwoodsWI.com.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the street because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is asking for responses to Planned Parenthood's lawsuit that seeks to recognize the constitutional right to abortion in Wisconsin. Planned Parenthood wants the court to take up a lawsuit by Sheboygan County's district attorney. The groups in the Planned Parenthood case have until a week from Friday to respond in writing. Labor leaders fear lawmakers will try again to loosen child labor laws in Wisconsin. Governor Evers recently vetoed a bill to lower the bar for 14 and 15-year-olds, but it's another story in other states.
We are seeing a growing movement from different unscrupulous employers that want to put kids back in the workplace and not have the kind of oversight that is needed.
Stephanie Bloomingdale is president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers lose again at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Padres 6-3. The crew got off to a bad start. Starting pitcher Wade Miley hit in the knee with a line drive by Manny Machado. Top of the first inning on Bally Sports.
Ground ball off of Miley. Bowers picks it up. He'll tag out Machado. But now your concern is Wade Miley.
That's the absolute last thing the Brewers need to see. Ball hit hard. Got him right on the leg.
108 off the bat.
Miley stayed in the game through three innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
How about that? You know what I mean? Stick in there after getting drilled. It's not fractured, which is good, but it's going to be good and sore.
It's the first series loss of the season for the Brewers. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for the Pacers on Sunday. Damian Lillard unable to practice yesterday after playing in Orlando.
We want him to be as close to 100% as possible if you can be that at this point.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, the Butternut Mercer Pioneer softball team christened a new field, newly renovated field in Mercer yesterday, playing host to Ironwood. And I was a close game until late 6-4. And the Butternut Mercer team broke open the game with six runs in the seventh inning to get a 12-4 win over Ironwood in that contest. Other softball action, Shawamigan topped Phillips 15-7. It was Rib Lake beating Prentice 19-0. The Lakeland softball team beat Rhinelander 21-0. It was Medford winning over Northland Pines 13-0. Antigo beat Tomahawk 16-4. Baseball, Phillips over Shawamigan 10-1. That was in Phillips. It was Spooner topping Ashland 7-3. And in girls soccer, Wausau West was a winner over the Lakeland girls by a score of 5-1.
At Redmond Realty Group, we redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, we craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Our strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. Pioneers in the Northwoods, we can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive our commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Get that sun-kissed glow all year round at Tan Mead inside Park Mall, Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now offering monthly unlimited tanning packages. Open Tuesdays and Thursdays until 6:30. Don't miss out. Stay tan with Tan Mead.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Halfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
800-281-8193.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy with scattered showers likely today. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain by the time it winds down this evening. Our high 53, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 36. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a few afternoon sprinkles with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top-engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and it's stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. A previously undetected parasite has been discovered in some wild Wisconsin trout. For that reason, the DNR is asking anglers to take special care in cleaning their gear. Specific details when we return, but first.
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging anglers to properly clean their fishing gear after discovering the parasite Myxobolus cerebralis in Elton Creek in northeastern Wisconsin's Langlade County. Elton Creek is a Class 1 trout stream that recently tested positive for this parasite below Elton Spring Pond and at Highway 64. Myxobolus cerebralis is a microscopic parasite that damages the cartilage and nerve tissue of trout and salmon and has been known to cause whirling disease. It's unknown how Myxobolus cerebralis will affect the local trout population at this time, according to the DNR, but the agency doesn't want this parasite to spread. Anglers should watch for trout or salmon displaying any signs of whirling disease like blackened tails, skeletal deformities, or swimming in circles. Anyone who witnesses fish exhibiting such conditions should report sightings to their local fisheries biologist. Go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search fisheries biologists. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe got the flunk of school. Boy, it make me sick of the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks. I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Hey, gotta know respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom. I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. But soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she's the same. I'm mad at you. Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter, you? Hey, God, no respect.
so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there in the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with it? This shut up for your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. But they make me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey, then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up for your face. Okay, let's try it, really.
Of reality radio is off and running. We're going to talk a little Shawamigan sports with our AD Darren Patterson in just a little bit. Courtney, who is the new chamber director for the Park Falls Chamber, will join us in a little bit also. We'll talk with Ron Nolan from Nemeth Implement about all kinds of things going on down in Stetsonville, and Peace Lutheran folks are going to stop in. They got some activities coming up they want to talk about. Austin is here too, showing a little bit of interest. How we doing, Austin?
Mild interest. I'm doing all right.
All right. Good.
A little bit wet today.
You wash away last night, that wind. Did you hear the wind howling last night?
I did.
Whoa. I sat in my chair. I was watching TV, and I heard it, and I looked out the window, and I just kind of went, whoa. And I just kind of like, I tensed just a little bit, thinking at any point, maybe a tree might come through the window at some point. But I could always tell when the wind's about to blow, because the birds will gather at our feet or right by our house. They'll it's like literally like 6 inches out the window, and they're preparing for the destruction. Mm-hmm. The destruction.
Yeah, I was driving home last night, and I saw, it looked like a tree had gone down, but it had been cleaned up pretty quickly. But there were just branches everywhere.
Yep, you got to be careful out there when you're traveling those back roads and stuff, not only the puddles, but the branches and stuff like that. So be very, very careful out there as you are venturing around the North Woods. We got some birthdays. If you got a local birthday anniversary, we'd love to talk about it. 715-762-3221 is our phone number, and you'll get a chance to win that cake, which comes up on Friday. We talked about this earlier this morning. How would you like this, Austin? Let's say you're downtown Park Falls or whatever, you're going for a walk, and you turn the corner of a building, and right there, out of nowhere, is a fully grown elephant just walking down the street.
Pretty sure my grandma experienced that.
Wouldn't that be cool? Where did your grandma live to experience that?
Baraboo.
Oh, yeah, the Circus World Museum.
Yep.
I think that happened a few times there. Yeah, but this happened in Butte, Montana.
Well, that one is definitely unexpected.
Well, apparently they have a circus in town there, and they had the elephant outside, and a car backfired, and the elephant got spooked, and it took off, and they got it about 10 minutes later. It was just wandering around the streets, probably looking for a Starbucks caribou or something, probably just checking things out. So that would be definitely a story to tell for people if you were in Butte, Montana, and you saw the elephant walking around.
Probably make you check what's in your coffee.
There's other. Well, that brings me that we haven't played this in quite a while. Maybe this would be a good morning to play. Hang on just a second here. A brand new sponsor to the morning show, ladies and gentlemen, now available at your local coffee shop.
You are a connoisseur when it comes to fine coffee. And since you want only the best, start your day with a hot cup of elephant poop coffee.
What?
Made from coffee beans that have been fed to elephants.
Elephants? Really? You're kidding, right?
No. As the coffee beans move through the elephant's digestive system, the chemical content is altered.
Yeah, it's called turning into poo.
And when the beans are expelled and harvested,
ew,
you get an
awesome cup of coffee. Taste it.
Yeah, no.
You don't know what you're missing.
And I'm pretty okay with that. You drink it. I'm out.
Suit yourselves. Elephant poop coffee. Good to the last dropping.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised that is a thing somewhere in the world.
I'm sure it probably is. I've heard other versions of delicacies somewhat similar to that.
It just makes you sometimes sit and wonder, how on earth did you find out about that?
Not sure if it exists or not. Birthday wishes to Cheryl Hetzer. Flambeau Fluffy is celebrating a birthday today, so your very good friend, couple calls for Cheryl. So Cheryl, happy birthday to you. Who else you got? We got some celebrity birthdays too. You have been delving through your celebrity birthday files in search of some good ones. What do you got?
Oh, I've been looking, and today,
yep.
Let's see here. The name that I recognize the most, it is actually J.P. Morgan's birthday today.
J.P. Morgan.
What born is back in 1837, and he was one of the corporate investors back on Wall Street.
Okay.
And he actually founded the company, J.P. Morgan.
All right. Lots of money there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And he passed back in 1913.
All right. Who else you got? Anybody else significant on the list?
Let's see here. Looking through, personally, I don't recognize any of these names, but
well,
maybe somebody else will.
See if I recognize them.
Well, let's see. We have Rooney Mara. The actress comes from a family of NFL owners and executives and was nominated for Best Supporting Actress Oscar for Carol in 2016.
All right. Happy for her.
And let's see here. Victoria Adams Beckham is 49 today. Posh Spice of the Spice Girls married soccer star David Beckham, became a fashion mogul.
The Spice Girls.
Yep.
Yes. Posh. Okay.
Let's see. Then there's Jennifer Garner. She's 52 today.
Jennifer Garner of Friends? Was she in?
Let's see. It doesn't mention that.
I'm thinking of Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Garner is different. Gotcha.
Yeah, a former Alias star married with children to her Daredevil co-star Ben Affleck.
Okay.
Until 2015.
All right.
Other films, Draft Day, I Love Timothy Green, Juno. There's a handful of them here.
All right.
And I also like that it doesn't really specify much. It just says she's also done a lot of TV commercials. And that's it.
Pitch Woman. That's it. That's all you got for today.
No.
All right. Happy birthday anniversary. If it's a special day for our listeners out there on this 17th day of April, we got Brewers coming up today. 12:10 will be our first pitch, Brewers at AmFam Field. And it'll take tomorrow off. And then back in action this weekend, Bucks playoff action Sunday. The time of that is yet to be determined for Sunday. We're going to talk a little Shawamigan sports in just a second here and catch up with our Park Falls Chamber Director, Courtney. All that in just a moment here. A little ABC News update first.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, 7 jurors now sworn in Donald Trump's hush money trial. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse.
Once testimony gets underway, the judge said the trial could last about 6 weeks. A lot of that's going to depend on the defense cross-examination of the state's witnesses. During jury selection, one woman told the judge that her sister was getting married in September, prompting the judge to joke that if we're all still here in September, we're all in a lot of trouble.
President Biden wants to triple U.S. tariffs on steel from China. He plans to make the announcement in an address today to steelworkers in Pennsylvania. House Speaker Mike Johnson pushing back against pressure from his own party over his proposed aid package for Ukraine and Israel. Johnson is rejecting calls for him to step aside or risk a vote to oust him from office. Democrats in the Senate could end the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas before arguments even begin. Articles of impeachment delivered Tuesday. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Marquette University Law School is releasing the results of its April poll of Wisconsin voters today. The last poll found President Biden and Donald Trump split the state evenly in a head-to-head race, with Trump pulling slightly ahead in a five-way race. This will be the first Marquette poll on the U.S. Senate race since Republican Eric Hovde got in. Governor Evers says Republican lawmakers made a big mistake by not answering his call for a special meeting of the Joint Finance Committee Tuesday. Evers wanted them to release $125 million to fight PFAS pollution in Wisconsin's drinking water.
The people in the state of Wisconsin that are suffering are sick and tired of this.
Republicans fault Evers for vetoing the PFAS bill they sent him this spring. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Well, we're going to talk a little Shawamigan sports, and we'll get caught up with our new chamber director for the Park Falls Chamber. We have Darren Patterson, our Shawamigan High School athletic director. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. I'm starting to think I should have came in this morning so I can see all the changes going on down there by you guys.
Yeah, most of it's in, adjusting to a lot of stuff here at the station and trying to figure out how to make it all work. So I'm sure you go through a lot of that at the school too, always updating and changing, right?
Yeah, I guess that's part of the times, I guess, stay up to speed on things.
Exactly. Well, let's get updated on Shawamigan sports, the track team. They were supposed to go to Mosinee yesterday. Good thing they didn't. They ended up going to Stratford on Monday and got a good challenge from some bigger schools on Monday, didn't they?
They sure did. And actually, that was our first outdoor meet of the year. And what happened was Mosinee was unable to host yesterday. And that kind of came about last Friday. And Stratford stepped up to the plate, kind of took over the meet. And but they made the wise decision. They wanted to have the meet on Monday versus today or yesterday because the weather was just more favorable. So we're very happy Stratford was willing to do that. And some of those schools in the central part of the state, yeah, they're real juggernauts with their sports, and track and field is one of those. So we got some really good competition, but our kids are competing pretty well. You know, and we did complete our indoor season, and so you know, we've kind of been in the top half of a lot of the team standings. I believe on Monday at Stratford, I can't remember if it was our boys or girls who took third place, and then I think one of them took fourth place. But it was a very good showing. We had some nice individual performances from some kids, and we're just really encouraged, and we all have our fingers crossed that Friday's meet at Spencer, that there's not going to be any weather-related issues there. We'd really like to get a second meet in this week, so hopefully we can get there.
Yeah, we got a couple of athletes that are standing out early. Obviously, Autumn Mikulski, maybe one of the top track athletes to ever come through Park Falls. And A.J. Morgan off to a nice start with the shot and discus, too, on the boys' side.
Yeah, I'll start with A.J. Morgan. But the shot put in particular, he's throwing good with the discus. We've only had one meet with it, though, but I'll highlight his shot put throwing. He has broke our Shawamigan school record for that, and he's continuously placing very high in the shot put standings at every meet that we've been in. And I know that's just a tremendous boost. Usually we rack up a lot of points in the running events historically here at Shawamigan, so any points that we can get from our field event is just an add-on bonus. And you know, and that's why we call it track and field. It's just not track. So he's doing a tremendous job in there with the shot put, and you know, he's kind of the lead dog in there too. He kind of helps some of our younger throwers in there. He's doing a tremendous job, great leadership. And then Autumn Mikulski, I am going to highlight her state indoor meet that she had at Whitewater. She ran in the 800 and 1600, and she took first and second place overall. And, you know, Joel, to kind of put it in context, that's open divisions. So for the state indoor track meet, it's not like break them down into divisions 1, 2, and 3. It's everyone, regardless of size. Doesn't matter if you're a high school of 2,500 students or a high school like ours around 216. So that was quite an accomplishment for her. She just reestablished that she is certainly one of the premier long-distance runners, not just in northern Wisconsin, but in Wisconsin in general. And I think the big part for Autumn now is just, you know, stay healthy, maintain, keep building up as, you know, we get into tournament time. And I know she wants to go for the three-peat. She wants to win three titles. So yeah. We'll see how she progresses through the rest of the spring.
Well, Coach Mary has to be smiling because, you know, she's known for the track side. You know, she's a runner, and she's great at coaching that side. But that field side, you know, she admittedly, you know, that's really not her thing. So she's got to be smiling. We got a great shot putter there.
Yeah, and it's just an added, it's a great bonus for the team.
Yeah.
And we've been stealing some other points in there too, like AJ's brother Greg has been scoring some points in there. And we do, typically we have a good long or triple jumper here and there. I would say our pole vaulting, I guess we do pretty good decent there too. We always have depth there. One thing about Coach Mary, she will utilize, if she has a lot of kids out for track, she'll utilize everyone and use that depth to her advantage to help in the team standings. So when she puts like a meet together, it's like putting a puzzle together.
Yeah.
She'll make sure that week Schwamigan is put in the best spot to maximize potentially how many points that we can, you know, attain during the meet to make sure that, you know, we're always kind of up in the team standings.
Yeah.
And I know when she puts that together, she often thinks about the team first versus like the individual component of that. A lot of people think of a track.
Right.
But we kind of have a different mindset here. We think of Schwamigan first and just individuals, and I think that kind of helps the individual component of it too, if you think about it.
Yeah, kids get to move around and maybe run some events they haven't run before because she sees some point potential in there. So yeah, it makes
you never know. You might have to run the 400 one night, or or you might have to give hurdles a try, whatever. But she has been known to do that.
Yeah. All right. So Friday the next meet. Let's talk baseball. The baseball team got Phillips back to back on Monday and Tuesday. It looks as though Schwamigan, Phillips, Prentice, none are crazy out there. Are crazy as far as the excellence side, but all seem to be pretty good and have moments against each other, all three of those teams.
Yeah, I would agree with that. They're kind of bunched in there together. Our baseball boys, they've gotten four games in so far this season. We've had two games last week against Abbey and then the two games this week against Phillips so far. We are still searching for our first win on the year, but we see some very winnable games coming up here in the next week. And I think the big thing with the baseball team, from what I'm gathering from Coach Jake Herbst, is he's just looking for some more consistency. And what I mean by that is we'll play really good baseball for two or three innings, and then we'll have like a bad inning where maybe we kick the ball around a little too much. And, you know, I know, Joel, you're a big baseball guy. And, you know, once you kind of get a couple guys on base, you know, it creates some pressure, more pressure for the pitcher.
Right.
You know, they're maybe not just throwing the baseball on the pitchers, but on the pitchers, they're maybe aiming or trying to be a little too precise. You know, and then the more longer you're standing out in the infield or outfield, you know, the defense tightens up a little bit. The longer you're out there, it seems like the innings go on forever. So what we got to try to do is avoid those big innings. And I think right now that's really where maybe we're lacking a little bit. But if we can tighten those things up a little bit, you know, have some more quicker innings, keep the game flow going, there's no reason why this baseball team can't pile up some wins here. We know they can.
All right, they'll travel to Auburndale Friday. We'll have Schwamigan on the air next week when they take on Price County rival Prentice next week. Softball got a split. Phillips came up here to Park Falls and beat the Screaming Eagles on Monday, and then Schwamigan returned the favor down in Phillips on Tuesday. And again, those appear to be a couple of teams that are pretty evenly matched too.
We split, and it's kind of weird because you know, typically when you have two evenly matched, you're thinking, okay, it's going to be a two or three run game or less. But Phillips took it to us pretty good on Monday, 18-5, and then we return the favor and take them 15-7 the next night. So little weird to see it quite like that. I mean, the wide margins in both games, considering that we split with them. But, you know, if we go back over time here, Schwamigan and Phillips have what I would consider to be very, very proud, rich softball traditions. You know, if we kind of go back, you know, back to when we had Ken Dischler here 5-6 years ago, you know, we were really turning up conference championships and making deep postseason runs in the sectionals and seeming to play Grantsburg every year there. But then Phillips kind of turned it on, and they've kind of had their moment here, I would say, the last 4 years, where they've kind of been running the show in the north. So it's kind of nice to see that we're kind of on similar playing fields, at least this year. And you know, we have a very good softball team here. I know a lot of these girls, they just didn't start playing softball this year. They've put in a lot of time. I know their families have. You know, they've done a lot of the summer traveling ball and all that. So it's kind of nice to see the girls get rewarded for all the work that they've put in over the years. And, you know, we're off to a pretty good start. We're 4-1 overall. And, yeah, they're going to rack up a lot of wins. We can hit the ball pretty well. Defensively, we seem like we're pretty sharp. I think the big thing is to see how we're going to handle those really elite teams with those elite pitchers, because then, you know, we're going to have to pitch the ball better ourselves, and our defense is going to have to be pretty good to stay in those games. But there's no question that we are certainly a well above average softball team this year.
Yeah, and that Merriwood North seems to be up for grabs. It looks, from the early scores anyway, it looks like Rib Lake might be one of the favorites to do pretty well in this. Looks like they've got a pretty good team. They've been down for a while, so it looks like they're better.
Yeah, well, and Rib Lake is the, in terms of, we're measuring success by wins have been a little bit harder for them to come by in recent years. But you could kind of see that the last year or two that they're kind of trending up a little bit more, so... yeah, I would certainly put them in play in the north, and I would certainly put Shawami, and I would put Phillips in play too. So it's going to be interesting to see how the rest of the season unfolds here. And, you know, I always think about Athens on some levels too. They, you know, they always turn out a good team as well, whether it's softball or any sport really. So it'll be kind of an interesting season here, and I kind of like it when it's, you know, everyone's kind of on a even playing field, because, you know, it's kind of exciting to know when you go to a game you should see a good game, and we should be in a lot of these games, and we should be winning a lot of these. And I'm really proud of the girls for the good start that they've gotten off to so far this year.
Well, when the weather clears up next week, it looks like complex down there, what a great place to watch baseball, softball. I mean, you literally can watch both games at once if you want to. But as far as viewing-wise, it is such a great complex down there. People can bring a lawn chair if they like, concession stands available. So we encourage people to come down when the weather warms up a little and watch some good baseball, softball, right?
Yeah, I love to kind of be in the right field area of the baseball field. I mean, it's only 296 feet down the line to the foul pole at the baseball field, so you're reasonably close. You can see everything that's going on, and between innings, whether it's softball or baseball, you can kind of take a couple steps either direction and kind of check out both. So I kind of hang out in the right field side of both softball and baseball, and you're always in the know. And certainly, if there's a good play or something, you can hear the cheer or crowd. So then you maybe take an extra glance down a little further if you're at the other field, but. It's a wonderful opportunity to see both. And, you know, Joel, I've known parents over the years that have maybe had her son or daughter playing both, and I'm sure they've been appreciative over the years. But even if you're just a fan of baseball or softball, I mean, it's kind of the same game, same idea and concepts and stuff. What a treat to see both of them at the same time.
Yeah, great complex. All right, Darren, we thank you for taking time to update us. We look forward to talking with you over the next few weeks, okay?
All right. Take care, Joel.
Thank you, Darren. Darren Patterson, he's our athletic director for the Shawamigan High School, and he'll join us over the next few weeks to update us on the spring sports. Let's delve right into Park Falls Chamber, and we've got Courtney. Courtney, I'm gonna hack up your last name. I'm sure no one's ever done that before, right?
No, never.
All right, I'll take a shot at it. Courtney Weitengruber.
You got it.
All right. Very good. All right.
First time.
Welcome in, Courtney. And welcome as new executive director of the Park Falls Chamber. I got that right?
Yes.
All right. Very good. Give us a little history of yourself. Introduce yourself a little bit for those who may not be familiar with you, Courtney, if you could.
Yeah. So I have lived in Park Falls since 2017. My husband and my dogs and I call it home here. I'm originally from Wisconsin Rapids. Okay. So. Originally from Wisconsin, very familiar with the Northwoods. I grew up, my grandparents had a place over in Three Lakes, so I spent every summer up here in the Northwoods taking in all the adventures that you can do up here, hunting, fishing, everything like that. Moved around quite a bit for my husband's job, so I've lived in the UP and then down in Indiana and back to Wisconsin, so Park Falls is permanent home now, though.
Yeah, all around the Midwest. all around the Midwest. So what are some of the things as you have taken over this job that you're kind of looking forward to implementing and then working with right away as you dig in?
Right away, right now, just a lot of trainings, getting familiar with everything, which it's a great time for it. April's kind of a slower month, so that's good. Heating up for summer, lots of fun activities coming up, lots of great events to help plan. And mostly I'm excited about going and getting out, visiting a lot of our local businesses and talking to them about what the chamber can offer them and what we can do to help. Because I know this winter was really rough for a lot of our local establishments. So I really want to go in and talk to them about what we can do to help them out and help them be really successful. And hopefully this will be the best summer yet after this horrible winter.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, as far as just a person, you know, enjoying the warmth, it was fine. But for the snowmobile traffic, that was big, and for the resorts. So there's a lot of businesses like that that are feeling a little pain after this last winter, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, yep, definitely. My snowshoes sat untouched this year, so it was a sad one.
Yeah. So one of the things that we have coming up, obviously, Flamborama is the big one, but things that we're looking forward to here with the Chamber over the next few months.
Yeah, so just for the month of April, this is pretty good for events. This weekend, on Saturday, April 20th, Oh Dear Nutrition is celebrating their second anniversary, and they're actually hosting a meet and greet with Miss Price County teen, Olivia. She'll be there from 11 to 4, and they're going to do some drawings, some raffles, have some snacks, everything like that. And then later that evening, there is, over at the American Legion Hall, Catkins is hosting a benefit, the Nothing But a Hound Dog Elvis Tribute, and there are still tickets available, so if you're interested in enjoying some good Elvis music, contact Catkins for tickets. They do have a link online that you can click and purchase that way.
All right.
And then next weekend, on Saturday, April 27th, we have Comedy Night at Park Theater. The doors open at 6 p.m., and there are tickets still available for that event as well.
All right. All right. So some good things happening here in the, what's typically a slower time of the year, I guess, kind of transition time from snowmobile, which we didn't have, into ATV season and stuff like that. All right. And I'm sure you've looked at it a little bit already, the Flamborama 2024, and that's the big event. So
yes. And just a little teaser, we will be announcing the bands headlining Flamborama all next week. We're going to release one band a day with their bio and information about what kind of music they're going to offer. But a little hint that I can give toward that is two of the bands feature Park Falls natives coming home to perform for us.
All right. All right. Very cool. All right. Anything else I missed that's coming up that we wanted to throw out there?
No, just want to let people know that the chamber office is open. We are in our new location in the Park Falls Professional Building right across the street from the library. Office hours are 9 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. So if you want to stop in and say hi, or if you need to contact us for more information on anything, always visit our events section of our website. That's getting updated daily. If you have an event coming up, please let us know. You can email that to chamber@parkfalls.com.
All right. And the website is parkfalls.com, right?
Yes.
Very simple. All right, Courtney, welcome in. We look forward to visiting with you on the radio over the next however long and talking about great things happening here in the area. So
thank you.
Good to see you. Courtney, she's our new chamber director for the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in, inquire about our services, and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial financial institution. So tomorrow, you'll be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Moose Lodge 2661 in Phillips, Wisconsin is dedicated to supporting our local communities, Moose Heart and Moose Haven, and is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the seat. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-306-8158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-8158. That's 800-306-8158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-8158. Again, 800-306-8158.
Shake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
We got 8:48. We're going to be talking with Ron Nolan from Nemeth Implement. He's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour to talk about what's going on down in Stetsonville. But we're going to talk with Susie Daniels with us, and we have Dylan Schultz with us, and we're going to talk about the Dylan. My ears aren't good. I'm getting older. But we're going to talk a little bit about the disposal of old drugs and stuff like that, or old prescriptions and stuff. And Susie, I guess we'll start with you. Good morning to you. Thanks for coming in. Yeah, and this is something actually that's available for people all year long, I understand, but we're kind of doing an awareness for this now,
right? Yeah, we are doing an awareness. April, the end of April is the Drug Enforcement Agency does do, I think it's April 27th, and a pickup day. But I think it's unique for Price County in that we have pickup days all year round. And that's kind of what we wanted to make sure that the people in Price County and our surrounding areas were aware of, the importance of getting rid of their unused or unwanted medications. So,
okay. All right. So what falls under that unused, unwanted? Are we talking about everything or just prescriptions, or what falls under that, Susie?
We have prescription medications, over the counters, ointments, sprays, liquid medications, patches, your pet medications. Some people forget about that. So a lot of the most things will fall under that we have in our home.
Okay. All right. And Dylan, working with the Price County Sheriff's Department, I'm sure this is something that you see can be an issue, right? Having this stuff around the house, it's just good to get rid of it, right?
Yeah, especially if they are expired or unneeded anymore. It's a good way to get rid of them safely so that they're not in your home and people aren't at risk of accidentally taking them or anything like that.
Yeah, safety issues in there, yeah. So if they want to... get rid of what they got. Obviously, no, step number one, go through your medicine, mm-hmm. whatever it may be, mm-hmm. gather it, and then where do we go from there?
Our Price County Sheriff's Department has a drop-off site, as well as our Park Falls Police Department. And I think at the Phillips Police Department, you could drop off there and they'll make sure that it gets to you guys. Is that right, Dylan?
Yeah, typically it's the Park Falls Police Department is a drop-off spot, and then so is the Price County Sheriff's Office, okay. and then we will dispose of it for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. All right. No questions asked. Just bring in whatever whatever it is that you don't want around your house. Don't flush it down the toilet, right?
Well, and I think that's kind of one of the things. The other thing, you know, Dylan hit on the reasons why we want to get rid of them so they're not around for, you know, someone to abuse or misuse. But, you know, as you said, Joel, you put them into our toilets or our water, and our systems aren't really capable of filtering all that out, so we don't want to see the end results in our drinking water, or we don't want to see it in our lakes or streams, because our wildlife actually can get exposed.
Or even in the garbage, right?
Exactly.
Because you don't want to end up in a landfill,
exactly.
and who knows what animal or whatever might get at them, because mm-hmm. Some of those are in plastic capsule form, and they can mm-hmm. live a long time. Mm-hmm. Being with the Sheriff's Department, Dylan, I'm sure you have stories of things everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're in weird spots, so if you just take time to dispose of it, the safety is the key, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a lot of the times we'll get calls about like medications and hypodermic needles and stuff like that on the side of the roadway and things like that, where people walk their kids, and it's mm-hmm. just not a safe way to dispose of that stuff. So if you give it to us, then that way we can dispose of it properly.
Right, mm-hmm. right, exactly. All right, so we encourage people to do that. Put it on your to-do list on a rainy day like today. Go mm-hmm. through anything. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody has those bottles. They're either, whether they're prescription or just old stuff that you see is expired or you're never going to use again. Put it in a bag, and we have a place mm-hmm. to get rid of it here.
Yeah. If I could just add, you know, I was just talking to Darla in the other room, and the importance of our small communities working on these prevention type activities. We have actually an AODA Mental Health Coalition here in Price County that is a result of people coming together of our community. We just are finishing up a survey, as a matter of fact. And what do you feel your concerns are? And we asked that in 2023. We asked people in Price County, and mental health and AODA our top concerns of our people who live here. So with that, the stakeholders, as I was saying to Darla, the stakeholders in a small community, such as law, libraries, schools, clinics, hospitals, public health, all have to get together to work on this, and that's actually what's going on here. We are working as a team. We all do a variety of different things,
right.
but we all come together to work on this one goal, and I think that's an important message for everyone to know.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Mm-hmm. All right, Dylan, anything we missed over there that you wanted to pass along from the sheriff's side, sheriff's department?
I don't think so, really.
All right. So just be proactive, folks. Get that medication out of there, and know that it's available. It's an awareness time, but it's available all the time for mm-hmm. people to drop off at the police department, sheriff's office. Mm-hmm. So get them out of there, and kids especially can be very curious and to what this is for and stuff, so we have to be cautious with that. Mm-hmm. All right, Susie, mm-hmm. thank you for coming in.
You're very welcome.
Dylan, appreciate you taking the time.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
you.
Be safe out there, folks. We've got more Reality Radio news to come in a moment after the weather.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy with scattered showers likely today. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain by the time it winds down this evening. Our high 53, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 36. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a few afternoon sprinkles with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip, July 11th, to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the crew tour bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot, as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us WCQM at civicmedia.us.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by IAP. Since 1974, IAP has been your complete resource for custom industrial fans, blowers, and dampers. From initial design, engineering, to fabrication and delivery, with ongoing service assistance.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
All right, Brewer Baseball coming up for you today. 12:10 will be the first pitch. We're going to talk with Ron from Nemoth Implement coming up in just a little bit. Peace Lutheran folks are going to stop by. They've got a special event that they want to talk about also. Keep in mind, we talked, I think it was last week, about all the programs coming up this summer for our kids. We're talking about all kinds of youth programs that some of them already underway. In fact, I think some begin this Saturday already. I see mini basketball starts this Saturday, regular basketball. There's coach pitch, and there's some T-ball stuff that's already underway. In fact, I think this Friday, I think that other stuff actually starts next, this Saturday. So contact City Hall. Scott Schultz is a Park Falls Parks and Rec director. We've had him on a couple of times here. I see there's tennis. There's even some of the basics of track, cardio kids. There's a sports sampler program. There's so much cool stuff with our new director of Parks and Rec, Scott Schultz. So contact City Hall if you have any questions about some of those programs that are going on now, and more things are coming up as we get into the summertime. Park Falls American Legion, they're back with the 50-50 progressive raffle tonight, and they'll get that going. 7:30 will be the drawing. Doors open at 6 or before. I see the jackpot has climbed to $6,049. $6,000 in that jackpot for tonight's drawing at the Park Falls American Legion if you want to make your way down there. Also want to let Phillips softball fans know that Phillips is scheduled to play down in Newman against Wausau Newman. And that game will be broadcast on one of our Civic Media stations. Download that Civic Media app, and you can listen to Logger Softball on Friday on the radio station WXCO, which you'll see when you download the app. You'll see all the Civic Media stations. You can click on WXCO, and you can listen to the Logger softball game on Friday. I had a little email conversation with a gentleman from our Civic station down there who's doing it, and he said he will be nice, is what he said. He said, I'll be nice. He might be a little hometown for Newman down there, being from down there, but it'll be nice for parents, grandparents to listen to that game. Download the Civic Media app onto your Android or iPhone, and then click on WXCO. Friday afternoon game time is 4:45 on that pretty cool Civic Media app. You can do it all by yourself, baby girl. What's your name?
Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink. Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your night.
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
We'll talk a little bit about Nemeth Implement coming up, talk a little Peace Lutheran Church activities